British composer Sally Beamish was born in London in 1956. Although she always considered herself primarily a composer, for a decade her career centered on the viola, working with the London Sinfonietta, the Raphael Ensemble, and Lontano. In 1989, someone stole her viola, and she decided to devote herself to writing music. We'll be hearing Beamish's husband, Robert Irvine, in the piece we'll be listening to, so I'll tell you a little bit about him. In 1988, he became principal cellist with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, touring all over the world. He returned to Scotland in 1990 to take up the post of principal cellist with the Scottish Opera. He's also professor of cello at Glasgow University. We're going to hear the Sonata for Cello and Piano by Sally Beamish, with the composer at the piano and her husband, Robert Irvine, playing cello. Here is what she says about the piece. The Sonata for Cello and Piano was commissioned in 1999 by Burl Calver-Jones and Jerry Mattock and is the second in a series of commissions reflecting their support for and encouragement of my work. They had the notion that it would be enjoyable and amusing to have individual portraits of four friends, themselves and the first performers, my husband Robert Irvine and myself. Listeners may judge for themselves what the four may be like. In the prelude for GM, an insistent jazz-inspired theme is pondered and looked at from every angle. The scherzo for SFI, which follows without a break, takes up the theme and develops it further. The central section has strong echoes of Thelonious Monk. In the ballade for BCJ, the simple melody and accompaniment give way to birdsong. An atmosphere of calm pervades, exploring the lyricism of the cello. Finally, in the variations for RI, a forthright theme is stated in unison on cello and piano, then moves through various moods of hesitancy, lyricism, and virtuosity before becoming resolved in a final dramatic statement, followed by a wistful coda that erupts into a fiery ending.